This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of National Democratic Alliance, NDA-ruled states, will be participating in a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues in the national capital today. Our correspondent reports, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over the meeting and BJP President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also participate in the deliberations.
20 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers belonging to all 20 NDA-ruled governments will discuss good governance issues in Delhi today. This meeting, organized by the BJP's Good Governance Department, will also pass two resolutions. In the first resolution, they will congratulate Indian Defence Forces and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the success of Operation Sindoor. In the other resolution, they will congratulate the central government for its decision to conduct caste enumeration at the time of ensuing census. Leaders at this conclave will also discuss the best practices by different NDA state governments. State chief ministers will give presentations on the initiatives in their states. The meeting will also deliberate upon forthcoming events, including first anniversary of NDA government, completion of a decade of International Yoga Day, and 50th Loktantra Hatya Divas, which is 50th anniversary of imposition of emergency. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Centre has approved 8.25% interest rate on employees' provident fund, EPF deposits, for financial year 2024-25. This will benefit over 7 crore salaried employees across India. This rate was recommended earlier this year by the Central Board of Trustees of the Employees' Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO. The approved rate remains unchanged from 2023-24 fiscal, while it was 8.15% in 2022-23. The EPFO has also made significant operational strides, achieving a record 2.16 crore auto claims settlements as of March 6, 2025, in the last financial year, up from 89.52 lakh in 2023-24. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to the US has highlighted how India responded in a precise and calibrated manner to terrorist bases, headquarters and launch pads in Pakistan following the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack. During an interaction at the consulate in New York, Mr. Tharoor said, India is not interested in warfare with Pakistan, emphasizing that the country would much rather be left alone to grow its economy and uplift its people as they prepare for the 21st century world.
Sadly, we may be a status quo power. They are not. They are a revisionist power. They covet territory that India controls, and they want to have it at any price. And if they can't get it through conventional means, they're willing to get it through terrorism. That is not acceptable to us, and that's really the message that we are here to give all of you in this country and elsewhere.
The delegation also visited 9/11 Memorial and called on the global community to stand together in mutual solidarity and strength against the menace of terrorism. Heavy rain and strong winds lashed Delhi NCR late last night, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching summer heat. However, uprooted trees and waterlogging hampered vehicular traffic in several areas of the national capital. Rain was reported hours after the IMD issued a red alert for Delhi, warning of severe thunderstorms, lightning, hail and squally winds reaching speeds of up to 100 km per hour. And Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has announced that government will organize Khelo India Northeast Games in one of the 8 states every year. Addressing the Rising Northeast Investor Summit, he said, government is fully committed to strengthening the sports ecosystem. And that is the end of this news bulletin.